Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Svi ben Rav Yosef, and for a continued Refu Shlema for David Meir ben Mindel. Really miraculously, David Meir ben Mindel was actually home for Shabbos. He's going back in the hospital for rehab, but he's home for Shabbos, which is really unbelievable. Chodol Hashem Kitov. And he should have a continued Refu Shlema. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Tes Zayin. 1 week left of Yevamos. Amazing. We hope everyone's going to be joining us for the great Siyum at 9 Beechwood at the Renov Simcha Home. Special venue, special guest, surprise guest speaker. Big time surprise. Should be exciting. Anyway, that'll be Thursday night, beginning with Mincha at 8:15. Mincha at 8:15 at the Renovs. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody who can show up to that. Let's begin. Says the Gemara Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph, we're at the words Ahu Gita, which is 4 lines from the top. Says the Gemara. Now, interestingly, in yesterday's daf, we had a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Let's say the case was where they testified that a certain guy had died. The question is, are we worried that maybe there's another guy with the same name? So, in yesterday's daf, interestingly, in yesterday's daf, so who said what? Abaye said, right, there was a case of Yitzchak Reish Galusa, the nephew of Rav Bibi. Machlok is interesting about whether was he really the Reish Galusa or they just called him Reish Galusa. How could you have more than one Reish Galusa? That's a little strange, right? If you had a Reish Galusa, so you mean there was two guys with the same name, Yitzchak Reish Galusa? So that's what they said. No, it wasn't like he was actually Reish Galusa. That was just his name. They called him that. Anyway. So there was testimony that he had died, and the question was, is his wife allowed to remarry? Are we worried that there's another guy with the same name? So Abaye said, we are worried, and Rava said, we're not worried. If we don't know of anybody, we're not worried. That was yesterday's daf. Today's daf, we're going to begin with the machlokes, which was exactly the opposite between Abaye and Rava. Exactly the opposite. Let's see. Good morning, David Yoshua, and Harav Dov Ben Yovan Ben Shnei Zalmandan HaKohen. And Jeremy Reuben Harrisburg Chanacherich, and Avi and Dr. Joe and Yitzhak Yosef and Chaim and Yisrael Moshe and Gershon Eitan and Srika and Shlomo David and Rav Mordechai. Baruch Hashem, I apologize about the Zoom. It was not my fault, but all Zoom accounts for education. I guess they thought the school year was over. Boom. They knocked down all the Zoom accounts for education. That was it. They forgot we already paid for next year. So, Lamaisa. Okay. Here we go. Hahu Gita Dishtakach Besura. There was a certain get that was found in the town of Sura. Uksiv Behachi. It was written as follows. Besura Masa Ana Anan Barchia Narda. So me in the town of Sura, me, my name is Anan Barchia from Narda, Patris Visarchis Plonis Intasi. I divorced my wife. They checked the entire neighborhood from Sura to Narda. There was only one guy with the name Anan Barchia. So it had to be him. They found this get. Levar, except they found one other guy. They found Anan Barchia Mechagra, Dahavi Ben Arda. They found one other guy whose name was Anan Barchia from Chagra, a different village in Narda. Vasu Sahad Ivamadahu Yoma. And two witnesses came to court and said, on that day that the get was written in Sura, Anan Barchia Mechagra was somewhere else. He wasn't in Sura on that day. So Amar Abaye, so said Abaye, even though I was the guy in yesterday's daf who said that even if I don't know of another guy with the name of Reish Galusa, we're still chayshes to some other dude with the name of Reish Galusa, and therefore we cannot divorce. She can't get remarried based on the testimony. I was the guy yesterday. However, hachalo chayshinan. But in this case, I say, we're not worried there's another guy. Dikaka amri sa'ad ibn arda ave, ibn arda ave. My boy Basura. We checked and found there was nobody else with the name. There's only one dude with the same name. And he was somewhere else. So I'm not worried about it today. What would he be doing in Sura? He was in Narda. He wasn't in Sura. The guy was written in Sura. We have made him testify he wasn't there. And Rava says the opposite. Amar Rava. And Rava said, even though I was the guy who in yesterday's daf said, I'm not worried there's another guy that has the name Reish Galusa, here I am worried. Because we found another guy with the same name. Maybe it was him. He wasn't in the same place. Don't mean nothing. Says the Gemara, Dilma, Begamla Parcha Azel. Whoa. The old case of the flying camel that we all remember from Makkos. Right? There was we didn't learn it together, but if you learn Makkos, so you remember the case of the flying camel. Nechush Legamla Parcha, right? The Gemara has in Makkos. Are we worried about the flying camel? Flying camel? What in the world's a flying camel? So what's a flying camel? The guy could have flown on the same day, the Concorde jet. He could have taken a Concorde jet from one end of Surah to the other end on the same day and flew right back. That's right. So this Gamla Parcha, some say it just means Taka, really very, very fast camel, a super fast camel. Some say, you know, what else it could mean? Inami Bekfitza. Some say this means he uttered the Shem Hashem and therefore was able to transport himself from one place to another place. Whoa. Don't try this at home. You never know where you're going to end up, right? Inami Bekfitza, that's what some say. Inami Mile Masa, this is a lot simpler. He appointed a shliach to write the get for him in the other place. He wasn't there. But somebody else wrote the get. He wasn't there. So what? What location do you write? If the husband is somewhere else, but the guys writing the get are in the place. Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. That's the next line of the Gemara. Kedamalu Rav Lasafre, like Rav instructed the seifim who write gittin. V'chein amaluhu Rav Huna Lasafre. Ki isnachu b'shile, ksova b'shile, avagav de mimsra and mile behine. Ki isnachu behine, ksova behine, avagav de mimsra and mile b'shile. Even though the get is going to be delivered in Shile, if the get's written in hine, write hine. And don't write the place where the get was being given, write the place where the get was written. For the obvious reason that the Edim who sign on it are going to be in the place that it's written, not necessarily in the place that it's given. You have different Edim, right? We're going to learn Gittin. There's Edim Chasima and Edim Mesira, but the Edim signed in the get are the Edim who are witnessing Befanai Nechtav, that it was written, not where it was given. The Edim Mesira, there's a separate set of Edim that testify they witnessed the giving of the get. But the writing is in the location where it is. So even though the other Anan was somewhere else, but maybe he appointed other people to write the get where the get was written. So therefore, you have Rav and Abaye holding the opposite shitas from what they held in yesterday's daf. Says the Gemara. Let's go back to the sesame. Oh, what was the sesame from yesterday? Says the Gemara. Yesterday we had a case of where one guy was mafkid by his friend a jar filled with sesame. And he walks into the house and he sees his jar of sesame. The guy says, no. You took your jar of sesame. This is a different jar which I bought from the store. Who do we believe? Says the Gemara, my have Allah the shumshime, or the sumsime. Here it has a shumshime. What's the final deal with it? We had yesterday in Machloikas. Rav Yemar amal lo chayshinan. Rav Yemar says the guy gets to take the sesame. Ravina Amar, no, chayshinan. Maybe he already took it and this is a different jar. V'hilchas ha-chayshinan, right? You're going to be motzi mamon from the hands of a muksav just based on an umdana. That's not enough of a raya to be motzi mamon from the hands of a muksav. And therefore, the guy does not get to take the sesame. Bring me a proof, it's yours. I'm telling you, you already took yours. And this is, I bought a different thing with sesame. It's in my rishus right now. You need a better raya than that, than just an umdan das. That's what the Rishonim say over here, the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ein motzi in mamon bu'umdun daita. Came the milsa deshchicha he, sheyifnes hashum shmi. It's a milsa deshchicha that maybe the guy already collected it. Okay? Now, what did the Mishnah say? A woman and her husband went on a business trip to a long, faraway land. She comes back and says, meis bala. So the Mishnah had two criteria. Was there a war in the world, and was there a pre-existing fight between the husband and wife? If there was a pre-existing fight, we don't believe the wife to say meis bala. Because maybe she's just trying to get out of a bad marriage. She's lying. Says the Gemara. How do you determine there's a fight? Every marriage has some disagreements, right?
So what? They got into an argument over the food that she made for dinner. What was the fight? What's the level of fight that has to be for her not to be believed to say Meis Bala? Says the Gemara, Heichik Dami Ktata Beino Levena. What's an example of a fight? I read the Mashmul, Bomeras Labala Garsheni. She says, I want a divorce. Listen to this line in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Kulu Nami Abrihachi. Oy vey. Oy vey. I hope this is not true in all of our marriages around the table, but whatever. What do you mean? Every woman sometimes, every once in a while, says she wants a divorce. Okay, that's not so healthy. I don't think that's all that healthy. But anyway, the Gemara says unbelievably that, what do you mean? All women apparently gets into, forget it, I'm out of here, I'm leaving. Oy, I hope it's not, that's not the standard. I hope that's not the standard for a good marriage, but okay. Kulunami, unbelievable. The Gemara says every woman in the heat of the moment might say that, not really meaning it. She doesn't really mean it. Okay, whatever, not the time now for marriage counseling, but okay. Ella, Ba'omeres Labala Gerashtani. No, she's already made the claim against us that you, in fact, divorced me. So since we say, and it was not true. It wasn't true. So since she's already advanced this time, that's called a fight. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? V'lehemne mid Rav Nuna, but we should believe her. Because Rav Nuna said, Dara Rav Nuna, Isha Shama Labala Gerashtani Ne'emenes. Chazaka ain't Isha Mi'iza Paneh B'fnei Bala. Rav Ramnuna said, a woman who said that you divorced me, she's believed. And she's allowed to go remarry. So forget about Meis Bala. She's just believed without saying Meis Bala to say that you divorced me. Vishailna V'amru lo ha'yidvar me'olam. And Bezdin asked those people. Hold on one second. Did I skip something over here? It says I skipped something. Lehemne midrav Amnuna. Dar Amnuna. Isha sham lebala gerish tani nemenes chazaka inish meiz panevne bala. So once she says she's believed, so she's allowed to go remarry. Answers the Gemara. No. Answers the Gemara. I skipped that part. Answers the Gemara. But Omeris Kerashtani Bifne Ploni, you Ploni. No. We're talking about a case over here where she says, you divorced me in front of Reuven and Shimon. And we go and ask Reuven and Shimon, and they say, it never happened. We never saw it. Vishayelna, Varmullah, Yadvar Me'olam. And the Edom say it never happened. So in that case, that's what we're talking about, the Meis Bala. But Eina Chanami, if a woman normally says, Gerashtani, really she is believed. She's believed. Chazaka inish meiz v'nef ne'bala. Wow. Says Taisvis in Vilahemna, but she's not believed to collect the ksuba. We believe that she can go remarry, but she's not believed to collect the ksuba. This is a very interesting chazaka that a woman would not, chazaka shit, that the woman is not going to be meiz based on that. We let her remarry. Sounds a little bit strange that we let the girl remarry. What happened to Edim? Why did you need him? I have a chazaka zoo. So the notes on the bottom over here say, it's a lot of discussion about this. A lot of discussion. Wow. But this is the Rashba. The Rashba understands that Taka, she's going to be believed to be remarried, even though we wouldn't believe her to say Meis Bala, but we do believe her to say Gerashtani. You divorced me, because that's, because when she says Meis Bala, the husband's not around. So there's no lying in the face of the husband. But if the husband's mamish around, then he says, you divorced me. You gave me, I don't know, where's the get then? It's really strange, no? So, let's try to explain this very briefly here. There's a lot of discussion about this. Chazakazu, I'm just reading from the notes on the bottom here. Chazakazu ain't a kechala chazakos. That we say, kishish suffik, ayide din chazaka machzikim adabak moshayi betchila. Right. What kind of chazaka? What do you mean? The chazaka was that she was married. It's a different kind of chazaka. Right? The word chazaka, the Prima Gadim writes famously, that the word chazaka means six different things, and all of them are completely not connected to one another. Right? The chazaka means, the same word means completely different things. Like you have a chazaka. Usually what chazaka means, like what was continues to be. We have a chazaka. What was is. Sometimes you have a chazaka, what is was. Right? If you measure a mikveh now and it's 40 sah, you could assume that when somebody went to the mikveh this morning, it also had 40 sah. Usually chazaka means things continue, right? I assume if something was like this for the past 10 years, the chazaka is it continues that way. So here you have a chazaka, the woman was married yesterday. Now we're not sure. The husband's saying, I didn't divorce you. She's saying, you did divorce me. So chazaka, you would think chazaka means the other way around. That the marriage continues. So what do you mean chazaka over here? So, teva b'nei adam. This is a chazaka of teva b'nei adam. That a person has a chazaka, they're not going to lie in the face of the husband. Wow. Some say this chazaka is even better than a rove. It's an anan sahade. Bahave kemo anan sahade. Shekachu. Vabiru mishim sheteva b'nei adam. She'enu mesuga lahayis panav b'fnei chaveru. She'yodea umakir b'shikro. It's the nature of a person that he doesn't have the guts to look somebody in the eye and lie mamish in the person's face. It's like you have an anan sahade. It's like you have people, it's as if Adam came and testified that it happened. I don't understand, but the husband also doesn't have the ability to lie. He's saying,
why wouldn't she lie? If she hates him so much,
yeah.
That's
a good kasha. Ukamosha matzinu gemara in ksubis. She'ein adam meis panav b'fnei bal chovo. One pshat and toys over there in ksubis daf yud ches is she'ein adam meis panav b'shemisha makir b'shikro. Someone who knows that you're lying, you don't have the guts to lie in front of their face. The Rishonim, there's a rush in the Dorm, says, Eina isha tafkias atzma b'sheker mitachas bala, v'lios b'isr eishas ish kol yamea. I don't exactly understand that. Okay. Anyway, this is a tremendous chiddush that the Gemara over here says, Rav Hamnuna, Isha Shamal Labala Gerashtani Ne'emenes Chazaka Inisha Miza Paneb Fne Bala. Unbelievable. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, my time of diktata, why is a woman believed in a scenario? Excuse me. Why is a woman believed in a scenario where there was a fight? Sorry. Why is she not believed? Why is a woman not believed to say Meis Bala in a scenario where there was a fight? Rav Chanina Amar Mishum de Mishakra. Since she hates him, she's going to lie to get out of it. Rav Shimi Barashi Amar, no. We're not afraid that she's going to lie, like Yitzchak Yosef pointed out. Mishum de Amra Bididami. No. We're afraid that because she hates him so much and she wants to get out of it, she's not going to carefully check and make sure that the facts are actually accurate. Not that she's actually going to lie, but she's going to get it wrong. Now, again, we probably don't remember so much. I didn't remember. But apparently, the Gemara explicitly stated earlier that it was an issue of... Not that the Gemara explicitly stated before that it wasn't that we're afraid she's going to lie. It's afraid that she's going to get it wrong. How could the Gemara have machlokas about that when the stump of the Gemara, the pasht of the Gemara beforehand, said, we're not worried that she's going to lie. So everybody and their grandmother asked this kasha. Do you know Gemara l'chotamu, sharik ha-gemara birra, ma'am mitzias, shakutata, v'isigam nirishmo, sha'isha amma sha'bal girsha, v'nepolim ponim. Pashat, so the Achronim talk about this. And some ask the other way around. They ask, what do you mean? We just said explicitly that we are worried that she's going to lie. Anyway, this is the machlokas. The machlokas is, Rav Huna says, we're afraid she's going to lie. Rashi Rashi said, we're afraid she's going to estimate, and she's not going to be careful when testifying. My Vinay, what's the nafkim nutin? There's two reasons. Says the Gemara, Ikabenayu, da argil hu kitata. No. Da argil hu kitata. What about if the fight was initiated by him and not by her? She's not so angry with him. She doesn't hate him so much. But he's the fight. What's the difference? If we say we're afraid she's going to lie, so she's not going to lie in that case. If we say we're afraid she's not going to be medayik, here also, since he already started up with her, so maybe she's not going to get it, so she's not going to be believed. Ibayaluhu, aid echad biktata mahu. What about if one aid testifies that the husband died and it was a situation of fighting? This is similar to the shayla we had before about Muhammad. We had the same kind of question. If it's a war, she's not believed. What about aid echad bil Muhammad? So now we have the same question. Aid echad, and she's and aid echad says meis bala, and there was a fight before him. My time with aid echad mehemin, mishum demilstavide legluye, lo mishaker. Normally, an Eid Echad is believed in this scenario because it's going to be, the Eid Echad is afraid to lie. Maybe the guy's going to show up, so he's not going to lie. So Hachanami lo mishaker, he's not going to lie even if there was a fight. It's got nothing to do with it. Odema time Eid Echad mehemishim dehi daiko mintsiba. Maybe the reason why an Eid Echad is believed is only in combination with the fact that we know she's not going to get remarried unless she checks out the case. So you have his Eidus plus the fact that she's going to check it out. That's why we believe in Eid Echad over here. But over here, since there was a fight, she's not going to be daiko mitzvah. V'hacha came into Islek Tata, loy daiko mitzvah. Teiku. Says the Gemara, let it stand. Let it stand. We don't know the answer. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo'olam ein ha'menes. Oh. Rabbi Yehuda said, we only believe her if she's coming bawling, crying with ripped clothing. The Chachamim say, no, we believe her, whether she was bawling, crying with ripped clothing or not. And now the Gemara says, what's the problem with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? What, you only believe her with bawling, crying? So Rabbi Yehuda was trying to accomplish that. It's only where the facts of the case, the situation, the situational evidence seems to be that she's telling the truth if she came bawling, crying with clothing. But so you're trying to make it better. But the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, in your efforts of trying to make it better, you've actually made it worse. Because now anyone who wants to lie just comes, oh, with the crocodile tears, and she rips her clothing, and she gets an Academy Award in the Oscars, and she does a great job. Oh, now we're going to believe her. Says the Gemara. Exactly. Tanya, Amulo Rabida Ludvarecha, Pikachas Tinase, Shoita Lo Tinase. A girl who's very, very smart and sharp, she'll be able to remarry because she'll do a good acting job on the morning. But someone who's not so smart, she just wants to tell the truth. Shoita Lo Tinase. Ela Achazu Vachazu Tinase. Hahid Askel Beidin de Rabbi Yehuda. A certain woman came in front of the court of Rabbi Yehuda saying that her husband died. Amrila, the rabbis who were advising her said to her, Safti Balech, go in there and make sure you do a good job of crying about your dead husband. Give a good husband. Kari Manech, rip your garments. Sasri Mazich, ruin your hair. I guess her hair wasn't covered. I don't know. Alfua Shikra. Ask the Gemara, Alfua Shikra? What, they're teaching her? They're teaching this girl to lie? What kind of garbage is that? Answered the Gemara, Inu Karabanan Svirlu. No. They held like Chachamim, even if she's crying, and not crying, she's believed. So why did they tell her to cry? Amre, Te'evet Hachi Kihechi Delishriye. We hold like Chachamim. We hold it makes no difference what you look at. But they knew what Rabbi Yehuda held. So it's not like they were telling her to lie. They held, she would have been believed no matter how she went in there. But if you're going into Rabbi Yehuda's Bezdin, even he should be mad to you. So that's why it wasn't such a bad thing. From here, the Me'iri proves it's mutter to cause a chacham to make a mistake and to be mati or something that according to him is really usser, if the person causing the mistake held it was mutter. Wow. You can trick another. You know this piece of meat is kosher. You think this rabbi thinks it's treif. You could put an OU on it, so he should think it's kosher. However, the Aruch Laner quotes from the Ritva, who proves from a Gemara in Chulin the opposite. That is very strange. Okay. That's what we have. Next Mishnah. Here we go. Zok the Halakha Mishnah. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Beis Hillel, lo shetanu. Beis Hillel, lo shamanu ela b'ba min ha-katsir ba'oysa medina u'chomaysa shahaya. Beis Hillel says, the rabbis only believe a woman to say meis bala in a case where a woman had came directly from the harvest and she said, my husband died in the harvest. And only where the husband is in the same Medina, like a specific Maisa that happened. Abraham Beishamai, what are you talking about? Achasaba, interesting, one of the few cases where Beishamai is more lenient than Beis Hillel. Achasaba mina katsev, achasaba mina zesev, doesn't matter whether they were harvesting wheat or olives, achasaba mina butzir, grapes, achasaba Medina Medina, even if she was coming from a faraway trip. That was one case that happened that way. And Beis Hillel backed out to Rabbi Beis Shammai that in fact a woman is believed in any scenario, not just the scenario where, like the Maisa Shehaya. And this is going to lead us into a general case that whenever the rabbis make a takana, does it actually have to use the same variables as the Maisa Shehaya? Or do we apply it by all cases? Oh, says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar lehem Beis Shammai lebeis Hillel, ledivreichem, meaning ledivreichem before you backed out. Beis Shammai lebeis Hillel, ein li ela katsir chitim, katsir sa'or minayin. In this case, the Maisa Shehaya, which we're going to see in a minute, was only a harvest of wheat. But maybe you're going to tell me if they were harvesting barley, you're not going to believe the woman. Ainli ala kotzer, botzer, that's only if you're harvesting wheat. But botzer, grapes, mosaic, olives, goder, dates, oder, figs, minayin. Elo, maisa shayi bekotzer, why did the kulu? It applies by everything. Hachanami, maisa shayi b'osa medina. Why did the kulu? Even if she's coming from far away medina. Ubeis hillel, no. B'osa medina, the shchicha inche, mirtasa. Since the husband died in the same country, the same location, so she's worried that there's people who recognized him, or that he'll still get there. People know that people are going to say, since there's a lot of places going back and forth from that place, so she's scared that it'll hurt if she lied. So they'll show her that they'll prove her lying. But Medina Levina Cher is a faraway country. People are not going to come and testify that the husband's really living it up in some other location. Lo mirtasa. So she's not so worried that maybe somebody's going to come and say she's lying. Ube Shammai, Hachanami, Shchicha Shai Rasa. No, there's people who can come even from faraway lands and say that she was lying. Now, what was the Maisa Shehaya? My Maisa Shehaya, says the Gemara. Dama Vida Mashmuel. Shilfei Ktsir Chitim Hayu. It was the end of the wheat harvest season. 10 people went to go cut wheat. Nishacho Nachash Lechem Enu Meis. One of them got bitten by a snake and he died. Ubas Ishto Vodi LeBezdin. And his wife came and testified to Bezdin that her husband died. Vishochu, when they went, Bezdin went to check out and see, was it really true? Umatsu Kidvarah. They found out that she was telling the truth. But Isa Shah, at that time, the rabbis instituted, they said if they wouldn't believe her, she'd be an aguna the rest of her life, and they went and checked it out, and turned out she was believed. So Amru, Ha'isha Shama Meis Bali, Tinase. Meis Bali, Tisyabim. From here, it's clear that this was a special takana that a woman is believed to say Meis Bali. This is not connected to the other din that an Ein Echad is believed to say that a woman's husband died. Later on, we're going to see on the last daf of Yevamos. Wow, that's going to be a special day, the last daf of Yevamos. Special day, the last daf. Hang 1 second, sir. On the last daf, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah if an Eid Echad is believed. That's a machlokas in the Mishnah. But
That's a separate takana. That an erechet is believed to say meis bala. We're going to see in the mission later on, the last daf of Yevamos. But that's not connected. This was a separate takana that the woman herself was believed. So says that Sheilas Teshuvos Shev Yaakov. And is midayik this from the Rambam as well. That it was two unrelated takanas. That an erechet is believed to say meis bala, and the woman herself is believed to say meis bala. Yes, Yitzhak, I'm sorry.
So we learned in the first mission in the parak that if a woman says, my husband, she's believed. So why did the Beis Din have to check it out? Why did they?
No, it was based on this. It was because of this.
But there were 10 witnesses.
No. So apparently they didn't see. Good question. That's a good question. They didn't see. That they went, they spread out. The 10 witnesses, they didn't see him die. You're right. If they saw him die, there's nothing to talk about. There's 2 witnesses. Correct. There would be nothing to talk about. Excellent point. It's like, thank you for pointing that out. It's home at a fact where the other 10, you know, I don't know why the 10 people was relevant to the story.
Yeah,
but they didn't see. If they saw, then what are they being mavar? There's 2 witnesses. No, they didn't see. Oh. Now, this leads us to a very similar machlokas. Nema, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, Rabbanan, Belugli B'Shamay Sil Kamilge. We have another machlokas, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, Rabbanan, who argue about almost the same thing. It sounds like exactly the same machlokas as Bishan and Bishillel. The side of the Tanabraisa, lo, you saw the mechatas, the efechatas, the avim biyadid of his fina. A person should not carry paraduma ashes or paraduma water that was mixed with the paraduma ashes, and don't transport them in a boat in the Jordan River in that way, because they'll become tameh. Don't chuck it over the Jordan River. Don't swim with them on the Jordan River. Don't put it on the back of an animal floating through the Jordan River, because that also looks like a boat. Don't put it on your friend who's swimming through the Jordan River. Unless he was walking. That's okay, that's not a svina. But over a bridge you could take it. And all these Yisurim is not just the Jordan, all other rivers. Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva Omer, Lo Amu Ella Yardain Uvisvino Chamaisa Shaya. It's got to have the exact same factors. Only the Jordan, not other rivers, and only in a boat. Only in a boat. But not in any other way of transporting. Only in a boat, but not in any other way of transporting. Beis Hillel said it's only in the same variables, right? Right? Beis Hillel said it's only Ba'osa Medina, and only if she's coming from the Katzir. Kemaisa Shahaya. Because when you make a takana based on a Maisa Shahaya, you have to use only the same variables. Sounds like a cut and dry. Lame Rabbanan Damek Beishamai, Rabbi Chanim and Akavi Damek Beisila. Says the Gemara, no. Abalach Rabbanan, Ana da Amrinan. I who said that it's even in all the other rivers, Afka Beisila. I can say that by the divorce case, it's only Ba'isa Medina. Adkan lo Karmi Beisila, Hasam, Elamishim, Demirtasa. By the Oisa Medina, there was a reason why she said Oisa Medina. She's scared. It's close by. Someone's going to come and prove her to be a liar. Malcolm carved Mirtasa, and Malcolm Rachok, lo Mirtasa. But Hacha Maliardi, Malashat Naharas. But over there, there's absolutely no reason on God's earth to distinguish between the Jordan River and any other river. We'll see in a minute. The problem was that we're afraid that there's a little dead piece of something in the boat. So what in the world does the river make a difference? And what about the other way around? Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva Melach, Ano da Ami Afla Beishama. I could hold even like Beis Shammai. Ad kan lo kam Beis Shammai hasam. Beis Shammai only says that. Ela mishum di'i daiko mintzibah. Beis Shammai only said by the divorce case that we believe her, even if in a different Medina, because the whole reason we're believing her is because she's going to research the issue carefully. She's not going to get remarried before researching it carefully. Mali Makum Kar, Mali Makum Rachok. So what's the difference? Wherever this happened, far away, she's going to check and make sure that her husband really died. But Hacha, by the case of the Paraduma water, Mishum Maisa Shehaya. It was Maisa Shehaya. And therefore, they only were misakin it based on this Maisa. There was no reason. B'yayidin, if seen da'am Maisa Gozer Rabbanan, B'shayin Aharos, T'lohav Maisa, Lo Gozer Rabbanan. My Maisa Shehaya. What was the Maisa Shehaya by the case of the boat and the Parah Aduma water? The Amar Vida Marah. Maisa Ba'adam Shehaya Maver Mechatas, Ve'ifachatas B'yayidin V'sfina. There was a Maisa happened that a person was transporting. A person was transporting Para Aduma ashes and water that had Para Aduma ashes in it. B'yayidin V'sfina. V'nimtza Kizayis Min Ames Tochav B'karkoyis Shel Sfina. And they found the kezias of a dead body stuck into a crack in the on the boat, on the floor of the boat. And the kli with the mechatas was ma'ahil. It was an ohel over the chatas and the mechatas. And they became tamei. But Yisra Shah, at that moment, the rabbis decreed, V'amru, they said, Lo yisa the mechatas ve'vechatas v'yavri and v'yardin and v'sfina. So it was Maisa Shehaya, so they wanted to just commemorate that Maisa Shehaya. So they said, you're not allowed to take the Parah Aduma water in a boat, but it was only in that boat. Abayisai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a great Shabbos and a wonderful day. Maitza Shabbos. We'll see you likely on Zoom. We'll see if there's another one that wants to do it in person. Maybe we can still do it in person. We'll see Moitza Shabbos. See Tzvika's around this week, but we'll see if there's another one that wants to do it in person. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you very much.
Shabbos. You're welcome very much.
You too have a great